From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Drive through any big city early in the morning and you'll see them. Immigrant laborers standing on street corners looking for a job for the day. Often they congregate in the same spot day after day, year after year. These men make up an important underground workforce, especially in the construction and building trades. A new study says many prefer day work to steady employment because the pay is better. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The sun has barely risen, but already 20 or 30 men are standing in the parking lot of a small strip mall in Yonkers, New York, chatting in Spanish. They lean against dumpsters and walls, clad in baseball caps and work clothes. The neighborhood sits near a major highway, and all morning, vans and pickup trucks come down the off-ramp and pull into the lot. Usually there's a brief negotiation, and then one or more of the workers climbs in and rides off. Today, a stocky, middle-aged man is looking to hire workers for a cleaning job next week.
Okay, guys. Okay. So listen, I'll talk to you. All right, okay. Soon. You have phone?
Yeah.
Let me have your phone number now.
The man, who doesn't want to give his name, says he has a small cleaning company nearby and likes to come to the corner to find workers.
They're great guys. They're good workers. Honest guys.
So why not? Why hire this way rather than just...
Because my business is not constant, and I can't afford to have people on, you know, every day. So when I have a job that I need extra help on, then I use it.
Workers show up at this corner looking for jobs every day of the week, even Sundays. It's one of some 57 sites in the New York area where day laborers regularly congregate, says urban policy expert Edwin Melendez of the New School University. Melendez recently co-authored a study on day laborers. He says these sites have proliferated because small employers depend on them.
I can assure you there are a lot of contractors whose business depend on the availability of a labor force that is just there waiting for them. Big corporations have temp agencies, but for the little guy, when they need additional workers, where are they going to get it? Well, this is it. This is where they get it.
Melendez, who has come to Yonkers to look at the site, says the life of a day laborer isn't easy. Here on this corner, the police regularly come by and order the men to move, and there's constant friction with local merchants. Daniel Park, who owns a dry cleaning store, comes outside to complain that the workers in the parking lot scare his customers away. As he talks, one of the workers confronts him.
They walk inside the parking lot, and I tell them not to walk inside the parking lot. It's dangerous, you know. Listen, I'm talking.
I'm American. 100%. Yeah. You move everybody. Why you move everybody? Everybody waiting for work over here. Everybody waiting for work. Nobody steal about nothing. Nobody steal nothing.
Why did you chase my customer the other day?
And there are other challenges. Most day laborers come here illegally from Latin America or the Caribbean. Because they're hired off the books, they have no workman's compensation or benefits and no way to complain when someone cheats them. Melinda says that as many as 80% of the men report being abused by employers. When workers in this neighborhood learn that a reporter is around, several come forward to volunteer stories about mistreatment. One man says an employer refused to pay him $400 for work he did. Mauro Ruiz lifts the left leg of his jeans to reveal an ACE bandage wrapped around his knee. He says he twisted his leg while renovating a bathroom for a construction company.
They sent me to the doctors, but they didn't want to pay for the visit, I think because I'm undocumented. I continued working for a month with a swollen leg, and they let me do easier chores, but now the work is finished and I have no money for therapy.
But for all the problems they face, many workers prefer day labor to other kinds of jobs. Melendez says about a quarter of the workers are here legally, and perhaps another quarter are seeking green cards. Many could get steady jobs if they wanted them.
They have, few alternatives, but they do have alternatives. They can work in factories or restaurants. However, those jobs pay minimum wage. They have to work long hours, And it's not enough, it's not sufficient to both sustain themselves in this country and send some support to their families back home.
Melendez says day laborers, or jornaleros as they're called in Spanish, make at least $60 a day, but those with skills like painting or carpentry can make as much as $120. That may not seem like a lot, but because the workers live cheaply and pay no taxes, they can send as much as 30% of their pay back home. Among the men on the street this morning is Adolfo, who is 41 and from Honduras. He wears a tattered T-shirt emblazoned with the stars and stripes and the words, "Fear no evil."
Most of the employers are pretty reasonable. There are some who always want you to speed up. Some day laborers don't know English well and they let bosses abuse them, but not me. I'm a good worker and I don't let anyone push me around.
Adolfo says he's been coming to the same spot for 15 years. Over the years, the city has sometimes tried to get the workers to leave the corner for other areas, but they like this place because they're more conspicuous here. Edwin Melendez points out that workers like Adolfo have come from far away to stand on this corner.
Just the fact that they had a long journey to get here and they remain, eager to get a job, I mean, that speaks volumes in my mind about the willingness that they have to, seek opportunity.
In that sense, he says, the workers ultimately have a lot in common with generations of immigrants before them, people who were willing to endure considerable risk and peril to get a foothold in the American workforce. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, Yonkers, New York.